It's just to end with one ha'ara, not so long, but just one ha'ara, and that is going back to the very, very beginning of the daf. The Gemara said, "The kuli alma mia megillah b'shabbos loy karinon." That one thing is clear from the first Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, "My taima, why not? What iser? What malach is one violating when he reads the Megillah on Shabbos?" So the Gemara said, "Amar Rabba." Rabba said, "The reason is because hakol chayovim b'kriyas Megillah. Everyone's obligated to read the Megillah. Ve'inakol b'kim b'mikra Megillah, but not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Gzeira shemi yitlena biyadoi." We're afraid that this person is going to take his Megillah and he's going to go to someone to help him with the Megillah and he's going to end up carrying the Megillah. The Gemara says, and by the way, that's the same reason that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and we don't take Dalin Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But the Gemara brought another teretz. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, that's not the reason. The reason is, because Daniim used to look forward to Purim. They used to look forward to the mitzvah of Megillah. And the reason is because that was a very opportune time for them to be able to collect matanos lev yoinim. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, when they instituted Mikra Megillah, was so sensitive to the plight of these aniyim that they said that don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Of course, you're not violating any Isser. It has nothing to do with carrying. It's poshut because we feel bad for the aniyim. We don't want them to lose a great opportunity. And therefore, do it on a weekday where a person has access to money. And like this, they'll be able to get their matanos lev yoinim. Tosfos, it's the third of the three major Tosfos and Adav Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel, V'Rav Yosef Amram, B'Pnei She'Neim Shalaniyim Nesuyos, like Mikra Megillah, asks a Bambakasha. Says Tosfos, L'chura, it sounds like from the Gemara, that there's two reasons why we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi said, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Rav Yosef came up with a new reason. Frey Tosfos, why did Rav Yosef need a new reason? That's Poshet. That Rav Yosef has to agree with Rabbah's reason of Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Why? Because otherwise, why don't you blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And why don't you take your Dalet Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? There's only one reason. It has to be Gzeira Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Rav Yosef Svara of Mipnei She'Neim Shalaniyim Nesuois L'Mikra Megillah works for Megillah. It works for Purim when there's a mitzvah of matanos lev yoinim. It has no shaychus to shofar and has no shaychus to dalet minim. So Bal Karchach says Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef must agree with Rabbah's gzeira of Shemi Yavirena. And as much as Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are bali plukta throughout Shas, the bali plukta in this sugya, but that's poshet, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbah. Everyone knows there's no kehila in the world where they would blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or they would take a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. And it's because of Rabbah, because Rabbah said there was a gzeira Shemi Yavirena. So once Rabbi Yosef anyways has to hold of the Gzeira Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim for Shofar and Lulav, which are Deiraisas, so doesn't it make sense that that should be the reason why you don't take the Megillah either? Why does Rabbi Yosef have to try to find a new reason? What's bothering Rabbi Yosef? We know Gzeira Shemi Yavirena. When we learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Shemi Yavirena. When we learned Masechtas Sukkah, it was Shemi Yavirena. So when we learn Megillah, let it be Shemi Yavirena. Rabbi Yosef, you have a new reason? I hear, it's very nice, but Shemi Yavirena is the reason. V'haraya, it's the only reason for the other sugyas. So you have to hold of Shemi Yavirena. Meaning, Tais is saying, maybe you walk away from Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis and you say, Rabbah was worried Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, Rabbi Yosef wasn't. And that's why Rabbi Yosef came up with a new reason why you don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Abzok Tosfos, that's not tenable. It's not Shayach B'Metzias. It can work in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, but with a little bit of a kiss, you know it doesn't fly because it wouldn't explain Shofar and Lulav. And the only reason we're aware of is Shemi Yavirena, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So you see Rabbi Yosef holds of Shemi Yavirena. So if he holds of Shemi Yavirena, let him hold of Shemi Yavirena. So why is he arguing? Why is he going and telling Rabbi, it's not the reason. It's Mipnei She'Neim Shalaniyim Nesuyos. L'maynaf Kamina, you have another reason? Whatever. Shemi Yavirena, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. I'll say Frey Tosfos. Tosfos says a teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says a tremendous teretz to this kasha. It's going to be posted as a related rabbi. We've gone through this in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, something that we spoke about once before, but you can't learn this daf without speaking it out again. And that is a teretz nifla that's mentioned in the Shailas Atshuvas Binyan Shloima from Rab Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna. It's in Chelik Beis. It's Simen Samachvav. It's not Rab Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna's own teretz. It's a teretz that he brings from Rab Mordechai HaLevi Epstein. This is in Chelik Beis. Chelik Beis has letters back and forth. And this particular letter was written as a response to HaGoyim Rab Mordechai HaLevi Epstein, who in his letter to Rab Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna suggested a teretz to answer this kasha. But the teretz requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, the Vilna Goyim, its minig was that on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, he was very, very makbid to read Koheles and Shir HaShirim from a klaf. Not just that, he'd make a bracha, the same way we do when we read Megillas Esther. That was the minig of the Groh. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav, and it's the minig of all the people that follow the Groh. That you read it from a Megillah, mitoicha klaf, and not only do you read it mitoicha Megillah, but you make a bracha as well. So in the Maaser Rav they bring that someone once asked the Vilna Gaon Akasha. He said, I don't understand. We know we don't read Megillas Esther when Purim falls out on Shabbos. And we know the reason. Shemi Yavi Rena Dalar Abbas Bishos HaRav. So how could you read Megillas Koheles when it's Chol HaMoed Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Why aren't you worried? Shemi Yavi Rena Dalar Abbas Bishos HaRav. The same Gzeir of Rabba, Shemi Yavi Rena Dalar Abbas Bishos HaRav that we have for Esther, shouldn't that apply to Koheles and to Shir HaShirim as well? That's what someone asked the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said the kasha is a tois. Shmaka kasha. But he said the kasha is a tois. He said why? There's a fundamental difference, he said, between Megillas Esther and between Megillas Koheles and Shir HaShirim that you read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Megillas Esther is a chayvas yochid. Every single yochid has an obligation, he has a chiyuv, to read the Megillah. The chiyuv to read Megillas Koheles and Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not a chayvas yochid, rather, it's a chayvas tzibur. The tzibur has an obligation, meaning if a person didn't go to shul on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to read Koheles. There's no reason for it. It's a chayvas tzibur. It's something that a minyan is out, just like Chazaras HaShatz. It's a chayvas tzibur, Kaddish and Kedusha. It's a chayvas tzibur. To read those Megillas are a chayvas tzibur as well. Said the Vilna Gaon. The only reason Chazal were worried, Shemi Yavi Ren Adal Ramis Beshus HaRabim, when it came to Megillas Esther, is because Megillas Esther is a chayvas yochid. So they're afraid that a person's going to be sitting at home. He didn't go to shul. He knows he has a chiyuv now to hear the Megillah. Problem is, he doesn't know how to read the Megillah. So he's going to pick up his Megillah. He's going to go to one of his neighbors to ask him to please teach him how to read it or to be moitzi him. And he's going to end up carrying Dalet Ames Bishus Aram. It's something that could happen. People sometimes make mistakes. Befrat the Malach of Haitzah, you find Chazal were very worried about Haitzah throughout Masechta Shabbos. We're worried Shemi Yavirana Dalet Ames Bishus Aram. But said the Goyen, what's your concern with regards to Koheles? You're worried that it's going to be a tzibur, they're going to be together, it's going to be Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and no one's going to know how to read from the Megillah. So they're going to go, they're going to carry it Dalet Ames Bishus HaRabim. Chazal never were worried that a tzibur would do something like that. And the reason is because if there's a few Yidden, a minion of Yidden that are sitting together, so there's a concept of Mitkiriya Hadadi, and because Mitkiriya Hadadi, it's for that reason over there, we're not concerned. This is not an issue, it's not something you have to worry about. The Yochid you have to worry about, said the Vilna Gaon. The tzibur not. So Megillas Esther is a chayvas yochid. Chayvas yochid is a concern. As opposed to Kehel Shir HaShirim is chayvas rabim, it's a chayvas tzibur. And because it's a chayvas tzibur, over there there's a mitkiri adadi. And if there's a mitkiri adadi, in that instance, you don't have to worry about it. And the Vilna Gaon said, I'll prove to you I'm right. He said, because if not, ask a better kasha. How do you go Vayehi ben Sayaron on Shabbos? How do you open up a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? How do you read Parashas Vayechi on Shabbos Kodesh? Parashas Vayechi. L'chayra, you should be worried that maybe there's no Bal Kaira. No one's going to know how to lane. V'yaviren, Adalan Amis, Bashus HaRabim. And by the way, this kasha is the Tosfos Yontov's kasha. Tosfos Yontov asks it right here in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah. That if we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Purim, why? Shema Yaviren, why are you able to? And Tosfos Yontov says that maybe the reason is because when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the halachas you have to prepare, so you're always Saimach on a chazaka, that's almost, but said the Vilna Gaon, you know what the teretz is? The teretz is that because Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvat sibur, if you're davening by yourself, you don't read from a Sefer Torah. If you have a minion, that's when you read from a Sefer Torah. A minion is never a concern. A minion is always going to be mitkriya dadi. But here's the side of the Gaon. The side of the Gaon is that when it comes to a yachid, there's a concern, Shemi Avirena Dal Ramas Bishus HaRabim. But a rabbim not, and by the way, this is something that you find in many areas of halacha. So for example, this halacha that you're not allowed to learn L'Oir HaNer. Why? Gzeira Shemayata. The Gemara says two people are allowed to learn Laira on there. Because in that instance, there's no Gzeira Shemayata. You're not allowed to carry a wet towel on Shabbos. With concern, you may come to do Schita. It's a Gemara and then the Masach to Shabbos. But if there's a rabim of people, then it's not going to be an issue. Because in that instance, you're not concerned anymore. But the aside is that a Yachid will worry about, a rabim will not be worried about. So Rav Mordechai Levi Epstein wrote in his brief, he wrote in his letter, this tshuva to Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, he says, Lafiza, maybe we have a teretz at Taisus Kasha. Because the very, very next Gemara that we learned this morning, Amar Rav, Rav said, Megillah Bezmana Koyin Ois Afilu B'Yachet. Shaloi Bezmana Basar. Megillah Bezmana, you can read B'Yachet. Shaloi Bezmana needs a minyan. Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shaloi Bezmana Asara. That you always have to have a minyan. Because of Pursu Mei Nisa, you always have to read the Megillah Basara. It doesn't matter if it's Bezmana or if it's Shaloi Bezmana. So Amar Chalevi Epstein said that Yesh Shloimar, that Rav Yosef held, like Rav Asi in the very next Gemara, he held that Mikra Megillah always has to be Be'asara. If it always has to be Be'asara, so there's never going to be a Chashash Shem Yavi Ren Adal Ramas Bishos Arabim. Just like there's no Chashash when it comes to Kehels and Shir Hashirim. Just like there's no Chashash when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos. Because whenever there's Asara, if there's a Rabim, the Rabim is always Mitkri Adadi. If the Rabim is always Mitkri Adadi, so when there's a Rabim, you don't have to worry about it. Rabba was worried because Rabba held like Rav, that Megillah Bezman is Koren Ois Afilu B'Yochid. It's Koren Ois Afilu B'Yochid. It's a Chayvas Yochid, like the Goyin said. If it's a Chayvas Yochid, and now there's a concern. Shemi Yavi Ren, Adalan Amr, Special Sarabim. But Rav Yosef had like Rav Asi, that it's not a Chayvas Yochid. That really it's a Chayvas Tzibur. If it's a Chayvas Tzibur, just like Kehele, Shir Hashirim, and Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, there's nothing to be worried about. Here too, in this instance, there's going to be nothing to be worried about. Meaning, Loyalam Rav Yosef holds of Gzeira the Rabbah, like Tosfos said. And the Hainu time of the Shoif, Vainu time of the Lulav. Because those are mitzvahs of Yochid. And being that those are mitzvahs of Yochid, so over there there's a concern. When it comes to Megillah, it's a Chayvas Tzibur. And because it's a Chayvas Tzibur by itself, but there's no gzeira shemi yavireno. This was what Rav Mordechai Levi Epstein told Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, and Rav Shlomo HaKohen wrote back, "V'hini nikoira milus kfoy teirasei neira yair sfasayim yushak meshiv devarim nechaychem." That's sfasayim yushak. Mamish beautiful. That's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha based on that yisoid that the Vilna Gaon said that's brought down in the Maaser Rav.